You are listening to HHS bonus content from the Hillbilly Horror Stories Network. This bonus content is released during the week for your listening pleasure while awaiting the release of Sunday's actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episode. All bonus content will be listed as HHS Presents or HHS Midweek, while the actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episodes will have only an episode number and the title listed, for example, 187, The Kentucky Vampires. Those episodes are a longer deep dive into a particular subject. If you are new to the show and the bonuses aren't your style, get the full-length episode to try. Enjoy! Hillbilly Youngins is intended for a younger listening audience.
Hey, I'm Kristen, and Jerry and Tracy are my parents.
Hi, I'm Dakota, and Jerry and Tracy are my grandparents.
And we are the Hillbilly Youngins. Hey, Coda, drop me a beat. Okay, then. Never mind. I will do it for you. Her name is Coda. She likes orange soda. I'm her mom, and I'm the bomb. Today's episode, we're going to talk about Yetis, and after that, we're going to eat some spaghetti.
Happy's making burgers.
Okay, Coda, give me a word that rhymes with burgers.
No.
Hater. Hey, guys.
Hey,
it's Kristen
and Dakota,
and you are listening to episode
02
of Hillbilly Youngins.
Yeehaw!
And like I said in my funky fresh rap that Dakota is hating on, Dakota, I am cool. One day you'll be on this level. You'll get there. You're almost there, but it'll take you some time.
I sang in front of a whole audience. I think I'm over what you are right now.
But you didn't drop me a beat, girl.
Yeah, because I just didn't want to.
Fine. Well, how about we talk about some Yetis? How about that?
Okay, but we're not going to eat spaghetti.
Okay, I like spaghetti.
Well, I don't.
Okay, anyways, like I said, we're talking about Yetis, and no, not the cooler. We are going to talk about Yetis and Bigfoot. What do you think about that, sis?
I think we need to get this party started.
All right, girl, I'm going to kick it off. And we're going to learn about some Yetis. You ready? I rhymed. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. Man, I'm on a roll tonight. Okay, Dakota. Did you know that the Yeti is a giant ape-like cryptid that has a human-like form?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you're so smart. There is a difference, however, between a Yeti and a Bigfoot.
And what is that?
A Yeti is often seen in the Himalayas. Humans first came in contact with the Yeti in the early 19th century when tracks were found in the snow. They are also known as the wild man or the man bear or wild man of snows. They are described as large, hairy men with huge strength and violent tempers. That sounds very scary.
I looked up something and it said that the name Yeti means roughly bears of rocky place in the Tibetan. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Language. Tibetan? What's the spelling? Do you remember?
T-I-B-E-T-A-N.
Tibetan. Tibetan.
We're close enough, guys.
Tibetan.
Louis Vuitton. All right.
They did not have Louis Vuitton up in the Himalayas. It would be like such a fashionista Yeti if he did.
Okay.
Well, it is also believed that there is more physical evidence of Yetis than Bigfoot.
How is there more evidence? I see Bigfoot videos all the time.
Well, girlfriend, let me tell you that this is physical evidence. A monastery of eastern Nepal claims ownership of a scalp and hand.
Ooh.
A Yeti scalp and hand.
Ew.
Disgusting.
It's like keeping a rabbit foot.
That is so gross.
Necklace for good luck.
Yeah. With a lot of Bigfoot, there have been videos, images, a lot of it shaky because whoever is taking it is freaking the heck out, just like I would be. With the Yeti, there is, like I said, physical evidence of his remains, I guess you could say. How this man got a scalp and a hand is so gross. I don't even know how he got that.
Yeah, maybe he found, like, a dead carcass or something. But, I mean, that's disgusting.
A dead carcass, I know, but was it, like, bones? Skin? Either way, it's disgusting.
I don't think that you can get the bones of a scalp.
Very true. Very true. See?
Cliche.
You're so smart. You are so smart, girl. Get that from me, I'm telling you. There have been studies on the hair samples.
Ew.
I know.
Maybe it's just an extremely hairy man.
Well, it says the closest match was that of a Paleolithic polar bear.
Polar bears are so cute.
I don't know what that... Polar bears are cute. They are so dangerous.
I know, but probably they're being more dangerous now because of, like, global warming and stuff. Now they're like, I hate the people who are doing this. Why is this happening?
That's a whole nother episode, girl. We could get into that all day long.
We should have, like, our own podcast of random stuff we have to say during the episodes.
I mean, we're kind of doing that now because we always get off track.
Like right now. Okay, let's get back on track.
Okay, so that's what I have. What kind of information do you have, sis?
Well, I have two interesting things. First search for the Yeti was traced back to 326 BC.
That is a very long time ago.
So for reference, when Alexander the Great was around, like just hanging, no one's joking, but was around.
He was just chilling. Hey.
So he was going to head like west, I believe, so that he could capture the Yeti and present it. But the locals told him that he couldn't present one because apparently they already knew about the creature. And they said that the Yeti couldn't survive a low altitude. So the last fact that I have about the Yeti is that there was a Sherpa, I think, is how you pronounce it, tradition. And it's where the Yeti will only show on that day for the people who believe in the Yeti. No one else. Just the locals in the Sherpa town tradition, whatever, who believe in the Yeti.
That's so creepy.
I don't think that was true. But we'll just see.
Well, that's the thing about cryptids, such as, you know, Yetis, Bigfoots. Although there is physical evidence, there are a lot of myths and folklore stories to these creatures, which is why, like you said, you don't know if you can believe that. That may be a folklore.
And I know this is kind of off topic, but it does kind of relate because, like, all the gods and stuff, like Greek gods, not like Jesus and stuff, but like the Greek gods and goddesses. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of myths about them and a whole bunch of truth, but also we are not sure if those people existed, and that's truly who we would worship. So take Greece for an example, with all their gods and goddesses. There's a whole bunch of myths, like I said, and so we just don't really know who to truly worship there, what's facts and what's not.
That's a whole nother episode. But you're giving me good ideas. So that is all we have about Yetis. What do you think, Coda?
That was a pretty good segment.
I think so. And before we wrap it up, Coda, how was your day?
It was pretty good. I was just binge watching Dance Moms, pretty much.
That sounds like the life. I worked all day.
You said that you hated Dance Moms, and so does Addison. Addison hates Dance Moms.
Yeah, but I would still rather be binge watching anything than working.
That is probably true.
You don't want to grow up, girl. We want to be Toys R Us kids forever.
So, Mom, how was your day today?
Well, my child, I went to work at Toyota. I built 83 Lexus ES350 cars.
Wait, 83 today?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Mom.
I rock, I know.
But, I mean, all that work for a fancy car must be so blah, blah, blah.
It is. That's why I encourage you to go to college and get a good education. I say get a good education. And get a good education and be a doctor or a scientist and take care of old mom for the rest of your life.
I would like to be a zoologist.
Whichever, girl, make that money. And I know a lot of you guys know that we are in the midst of a horrible
coronavirus
virus going around in the world. The COVID-19 virus.
35 confirmed cases in Kentucky.
Yeah, in Kentucky alone. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Toyota was gracious enough to allow us to be off for the next 10 days. So I'm very excited about that. That way I can hang out with you guys and stay healthy, sit inside and quarantine ourselves while we definitely binge watch Netflix.
I've been quarantined myself with my perfume so it doesn't stink, my Lysol, my hand sanitizer, and my good old Dance Mom.
Episodes. I don't even know how you watch that show. Anywho.
She's so rude and there's so much drama.
Why do you like it?
I don't know. I like drama sometimes, but not like in Andy Mack. If you all watch Andy Mack on Disney Channel, like she got mad at her mom.
I cannot so much. Stand
it
Andy
was
Mack.
So
ew.
Bad.
She has the worst attitude ever.
She was like, oh my gosh, Mom, you're looking away for 1 second and not paying attention to me.
If you ever acted like that, I would ground you forever. And by forever, I mean the day, and then I'll come and love you again after that.
Mysterious.
Anywho, I'm so glad you guys listened. I hope you enjoyed our last two episodes. This is getting fun. What do you think, girl?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you tune in next week. This is Kristen.
This is Dakota. Oh, and also, if you want to comment how your day was, or, I mean, for whatever the topic is of our episodes, like how today was Yetis, if you've ever encountered one, or if you have a story, feel free to post it on the Hillbilly Horror Stories Facebook profile. And Happy and Grandma, Jerry and Tracy will be sure to let us know.
Yeah, because if you're like Dakota and myself, actually, we don't have Facebook pages. So if you want to leave a comment or have your mama or your daddy leave a comment, they will let us know. We like to get all kinds of feedback from you guys.
Mm-hmm. We love supporting the like 8,000 something people who listened to our first episode.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much.
And thank you all for the nice comments. You all make us feel so good. That was amazing. That air freshener is so loud. Oh my God.
It's like,
do you guys hear that? Anyways.
And we don't have an update yet, so it might be 10,000, maybe even 20,000. That would be awesome.
That's a little far. That's a little stretch there.
I know.
It's only been a day.
But we don't have any updates, so. So we would love if you guys would keep listening, not watching, obviously, but listening to our podcast that we're so graced with and appreciative with. Thank you so much, Jerry and Tracy. Happy and Grandma. We love you guys so much. And so just keep it coming, and we'll re-gift it to you.
Till next time, folks. Goodbye.
Bye.
Kids, just a quick reminder that bullying is not okay.
If you are bullying someone, you should be ashamed of yourself.
If you are being bullied, please tell your teacher, your counselor, or your parents.
Remember to check out the website, www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker, and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in this satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta on March 11th, only on Prime Video.